Was Jesus an alien? Maybe he was a shapeshifter.
Find out on today's episode of Ancient... wrong show.
Mass not here.
Wait, wrong theme song. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode. I was going to say if Matt's not here, but we already did that.
Yeah, we already said that. You know. I'm pretty sure, like,
it's been established.
When you, like, open your podcast provider and you click on, hey, I'm listening to this podcast, you're pretty sure they know what podcast they're listening to.
Right. Yep.
Just in case you're not sure, though, we're
that Matt's, podcast we're that known podcast. As Matt's not here.
Wait,
except
I'm not
he's
here.
Always here.
Except he's, like, always here.
Oh, okay,
he
so
won't
I am
fucking
here.
Leave.
We've tried, dude. He's been, like, sleeping under my bed. It's weird.
And Brett won't let me use the shower.
No.
Oh, God, he reeks.
It smells great.
Wait, he reeks to high heaven.
Studios
you know
than
what he
me
smells
the whole time?
Like? You know what he smells like? He smells like how people would smell in, like, ancient times if they lived in, like, Jerusalem.
You mean like Jesus?
Dude, he smells a lot like how I think Jesus would smell.
Oh.
But Jesus was in many places, in many depictions. Across history.
Huh.
How do you do that, though?
Hold up. Before we go down this rabbit hole, one thing to point out, make sure you guys are following us on Facebook at...
Matt's not here.
On Instagram at...
Matt's not here podcast.
Don't follow us on Twitter.
Because we don't use it.
We don't use it.
If you do follow us, it's Matt's Not Here Pod, but, you know, you're not going to get anything.
Make sure you check out our TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know
we have
is.
One of those.
That's right. We have
Lewis, one. What's that called?
Is it Matt's Not Here?
It's Matt's Not Here Podcast. All okay. One word. And also make sure you join the cult of MNH.
On Facebook.
Yeah. If you want to share some memes, see some memes, if you like dark humor and want to suggest topic ideas and whatnot, then hop on in there and engage with us.
And to let you know, it's going to ask you like two or three questions. There's no wrong answer. If you make us laugh, we'll give you kudos. We'll give you praise.
We'll give you a shout out.
I was going to say, you might even get a shout out.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget, we also have a Patreon.
We do.
We just recorded another episode for that. Yeah. We're going to be doing more of those. So make sure you check us out on Patreon.
We have very, very... very lovely affordable tiers for $3
for a measly $3
you get extra bullshit from us
and who doesn't like extra bullshit? I know I do.
You want to hear stuff we can't talk about on here or decide not to, hop on over there.
All
right, so now that we got that out of the way,
right, business done, let's get into the fun.
Let's dive back into
sun
it.
All right, so we're doing something a little different this episode. We're going to dive into a little more conspiracy theory, conspiracy territory, Jesus, extraterrestrials.
We kind of touched on it last week.
And a little bit.
Which kind of spawned this week's.
Well, this is definitely your forte, so take it away, Matt.
Great fucking segue, because he totally looks ready right now.
I'm going to be talking a lot, so make sure you guys are prepared for that. There's a lot of stuff regarding this.
Yeah, and I kind of want to say, before we fully get into this, if you do partake in the devil's lettuce, now would be the time to take a really fat bong rip.
Or eat some mushrooms.
Or eat some mushrooms.
Acid, or ayahuasca, or DMT.
If you do ayahuasca and you can hang on and listen to this podcast, fucking call us. Because I just
please
watched
do.
The thing on ayahuasca, and that
please
guy
do.
Couldn't that guy couldn't hang on to the bed he was laying on.
Yeah, no.
Jeez, that bad, eh?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that later.
Ugh.
So, do your drugs, and let's get into this podcast.
All right.
Matt.
I don't even know how to open this up and begin,
dude,
because it's just let the can.
Well, first of all, first and
just,
foremost.
Should we just rip the Band-Aid off?
No. First and foremost, what I want to know is, what the fuck, Matt? How the fuck did you even hear about this theory? Because honestly, prior to even mentioning it in the last episode, I never even heard of it.
To be honest, I kind of thought about it, but that was like stoner thoughts.
I'm sure we've all had that thought, but I've never actually heard of an actual theory of Jesus being an alien.
Well, there was this one time I did a lot of psychedelics. And actually, no, that didn't spawn from this at all.
Oh, man, I thought this was leading into
a
great story.
I was so ready for an awesome story. Can you please finish that story? Or should we save that for a Patreon exclusive?
Yeah,
if you want to find us on Patreon, at Matt's
Not Here
Podcast.
Save that for Patreon. But
Patreon exclusive coming at you.
I will say, like, I've been super interested in studying ufology, which is the study of UFOs.
Makes sense.
Extraterrestrials, things like that.
Language.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that. I've done a lot of research in that. I have a lot of writings on that and stuff, and I kind of keep up with that stuff. So,
like, writings you've got on your own? Like, writings that you've done?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, I have written about some of that stuff, but no, more or less other people's writings. Okay. You know, people that have actually seen stuff.
So what are your sources, if you don't mind me asking?
A lot of different sources. So it really just depends. Like, a lot of the stuff I'm going to talk about today came from what's called the Yellow Book, and I'll dive into what the Yellow Book is in a little bit.
Okay.
This book was written by Gil Carlson. A lot of the information he gets isn't just stuff that he's putting out there. He's actually getting this from other sources and whatnot. He has a lot of writings on a lot of different subjects in the conspiracy realm and in the extraterrestrial realm. But the Yellow Book itself was actually more of a device than an actual physical book. So if you think about how your iPad works and how you can pull up information and all that different stuff at the touch of your finger, that's pretty much what this is, minus the fact that you don't have control over what information you're getting and when you're getting it. Think of advanced technology almost in like a little cube form that is kind of transparent that you would look into, and it will project words and images into your head. Kind of like a memory almost. So it's this whole book on book in quotes, you know, air quotes. So that lays out kind of a timeline of all this stuff that happened. And when a reader goes in and gets information from this device or book, it starts at the beginning. So in order to read from it, you have to sit there and stay focused on it. And it'll just go down the timeline. But if you put it down, it'll go to pick it back up again.
It starts over. It
starts all over again. So literally had government agents reading this, looking into this book, supposedly.
So does this book read itself to you, or do you got to, like, sit there, stare at it, and read it?
It just projects imagery and words into your head.
What?
Like scenes, like memory.
Fuck? So it's like world's first tablet sort of thing.
In a way, yeah, but...
Does it come with a tab of acid or what?
So before we like fully dive into this...
Before you read this book, please take this acid.
Into it before people are like... Because right now, we just kind of jumped into the deep end pretty fucking quickly there.
Well, yeah, I want to backtrack a little bit.
Some people are going to have their minds blown for sure.
Right, no, and I think a lot of people are really fucking lost right now. So let's just state right now, today's episode, if you hadn't read the fucking title, we're talking about the idea that Jesus...
Was an extraterrestrial.
The Jesus? Jesus Christ?
The Jesus Christ. And
the Jerusalem?
There's a lot to unpack here. Like, just on Googling, literally, I just Googled 2 seconds ago, was Jesus an alien? Just to see what pops up. And you get everything from ancient astronauts to would aliens need Jesus? Because, you know, Catholicism needs to spread that shit everywhere.
Before we dive into that,
I gotta read one more real quick.
Go for it.
The Vatican converting Martians.
What the fuck?
An alien Jesus. So, yeah, we're gonna be getting into some crazy
truth or theories regarding all of this. But Lewis had asked where I'm getting sources from and stuff like that. So, like, the Yellow Book ties into Bob Lazar. So if you guys don't know who Bob Lazar is, for example,
I've heard of Bob Lazar.
There's actually a good documentary on Netflix about his story. He doesn't like to go out and really publicly speak about a lot of this stuff. He's been on Joe Rogan, Coast to Coast. That's right. Another good,
probably lock him up.
Good radio station to listen to is Coast to Coast. But he was a physicist, and he worked in S4 of Area 51. Okay. And one of his jobs was to work on extraterrestrial craft and the physics behind them in terms of how they would fly and stuff like that. And more of the reverse engineering of advanced technologies and alien craft.
So what you're saying is obviously, I mean, we here at Bats Not Here fully believe in aliens. Like I'm pretty sure every one of us are like, there's no way aliens can't exist.
Yeah.
And I'm going out on a limb here and saying...
It's a vast universe.
I'm going out here on a limb and saying Matt's Not Here believe Area 51 holds alien ships and shit that... Or at least there's, you know, technology that has arrived from outside of our planet. And you're saying this guy's job was to reverse engineer the shit that we've acquired.
Yeah,
to figure out how it's worked.
Very interesting story. So you guys should definitely look into his story. It's stuck true since the 80s.
Bob Lazar. Bob Lazar.
Yeah. So his story is stuck true. None of it's changed or anything. And there's a lot of people in the scientific community that mocked him and things like that. And then now stuff that he was saying back in like the 80s,
right,
is like being validated. And they're like, oh shit,
fucking A, man.
Excuse me. Sorry. You're excused.
But yeah, sources like that, different scenarios and things like that. But this guy that wrote the Yellow Book, it's information from the actual Yellow Book that supposedly, you know.
What color was this book? I'm just curious.
Yellow object. I have no idea.
I hope it was.
If you read the Yellow Book, it'll explain more about what it is, because I'm totally butchering it.
It was red.
But I fucking hope it was like blue or some shit.
But yeah, he has a lot of different writings on different things, like the Trump presidency, 5G, the shadow government.
Wait,
hold on. We're not going to dive into that.
All right, fuck it.
That's an episode for a whole
goddamn.
But
that's a whole fucking
like he's got
season.
Writings.
That's a whole series
on the Book of Alien Races, which was actually a book written by the Russian KGB, and it was
alien
leaked.
Races. So like different species of aliens?
Supposedly there's over 160 alien races that humans
have had contact with.
I would doubt it.
I mean, on Earth alone, we have how many different species of life forms? Now expand that to outside of our planets. Fucking hell.
Well, that's just what we had contact with.
Exactly. I was gonna say expand that to outside of our planet, right, and then limit that expansion to life forms intelligent enough to either communicate or leave. That's fucking...
When you look up at the night sky, you look at the stars. I mean,
yeah, each one of those stars is a fucking...
Our sun is a star.
System.
So
right.
Each star could have a whole solar system. The stars
which could
aren't
have
always
multiple,
stars.
Yeah, which
are planets.
Multiple fucking...
They could be galaxies with more planets.
And each planet could have multiple fucking species on it. There's no fucking way we're the only living thing in this entire fucking galaxy.
Yeah, we're in the back country, like the boondocks of the Milky Way. We're on like the edge of it.
We're the hillbillies of the galaxy. I'll bet. Aliens look at us, look at the Milky Way galaxy and go, fucking don't go there. We're the shitty, fucking sketchy neighborhood of the galaxy.
We're the Florida of the galaxy?
Pretty much.
Oh, shit. All right, to touch on today's episode, let's fucking dive into this, because I find this fascinating, and I've seen so much about it, and so much stuff that kind of points towards this. When you look at, like, ancient carvings on walls and things like that, and you see a guy... And I'm sorry if I'm kind of jumping ahead.
You're jumping way ahead.
You've got all these notes, and you fucking talk slow.
I talk about that. So we'll just dive right into this.
Yeah, Matt, go ahead. Take it away.
Put your tinfoil hats on. Let's go.
Let me do this.
Should we? I'll go get some tinfoil.
No, that's too much. It's an audio podcast.
I don't give a fuck.
Hold up. Let me get my tinfoil hat real quick.
Yeah, that's some thick tinfoil.
It's very thick. So the aliens don't read my thoughts.
So Brett just put a tall can on his head.
Yeah, there's beer in it. I'm not going to do that.
That really just, you know, clarifies how much from Florida you really are.
Oh, jeez. Read your fucking paper, you alien fuck.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. Okay, so there was a...
Into the mic, please. People, this is an audio podcast.
You can hear me fine. There was an extraterrestrial race.
Into the mic, please. I can't hear you.
Or type called the Ebens.
Okay.
So Jesus was supposedly this Eben who took, or an alien hybrid who took form, an earth form of a human.
Okay.
He was supposedly the first alien ambassador of Earth. So
makes sense. Like,
you know, this whole theory.
The light you see when you die and all that, or when people say when they see aliens. Sorry, I don't mean to.
We're gonna save the stoner moment for later.
So the Ebens.
The light at the end of the
tunnel. So the Ebens.
I'm saying when people see aliens and shit, they see the light coming.
Oh yeah.
So the Ebens that you're mentioning, these are a race of aliens that came from where?
Space.
Good question.
Yeah.
If you guys want to hear more about aliens, we can dive more into that in a future episode.
Jesus fucking Christ, this is gonna be a dense fucking episode. Matt, keep going.
Better put on a pot of coffee.
Lewis, you and I should just shut the fuck up and let Matt talk.
Let him talk, but elaborate on that whole Eben thing. Like I want to know more about these aliens. Like, where, why would they even come here in the first place?
See, these are all questions that are gonna hook you in. That we're going to lead to more content in the future if you guys want to hear that. Right now, we're talking about Jesus.
Okay, go. Finish. Go.
So, supposedly, he was a creation of the alien group, the Ebens. He was a genetically engineered human alien hybrid, and he was sent to Earth to teach humans about a lesson of love and tolerance. Obviously, we didn't learn
that
lesson.
Fucking work.
So, you know, look where we're at today.
Right.
And you know what's crazy is when you... What the fuck? Sorry about that, guys. Jesus fucking Christ. And oh my God. I'm fucking up. I was trying to fucking fix some shit. And anyway.
We're sorry for that.
We're so sorry about that. When you look at, like, the actual teachings of Jesus, it's all about love and shit.
Yeah.
And we fucked that up.
What? Yeah, exactly.
We distorted it.
So Jesus was, you know, in today's terms, or what they would call an ascended master. So, like, Yogananda, Buddha, Gandhi, you know, they're all ascended masters. So obviously we didn't learn the lesson of love and tolerance because, you know,
no,
we'll, obviously
recent history.
We'll get into what happens to Jesus later. Most of you already know.
No, what happened? I never got that far in the Bible.
And you wear that on your neck.
But let's talk a little bit about his miracles and stuff. So, yeah, Brett's got a cross hanging up in his room right here.
There's a nice little crucifix right there.
Son of a bitch, I didn't realize you moved it. Yeah, if you look right next to that cross, there's an inverted one hanging as well.
Beautiful.
Which actually...
Polarity. You know,
well, if you actually study that shit, the inverted cross actually doesn't mean what people believe
yeah,
it means.
No, it's something completely different.
Yeah.
So we'll
anyway,
we're not going to get into that. But you look at all the miracles and stuff Jesus performed, the healings, the different things like that. Ancient people were really impressed by this. So what if those miracles weren't actually, you know, magic? Because you look at these ancient cultures and stuff and civilizations, and all this stuff would seem outlandish. It would seem like magic almost,
right?
So what if those miracles weren't actually magic or miracles, and more of advanced technologies allowed him to do this?
That makes a lot of sense,
because it looks like magic. It's almost like if you
that makes a lot of sense
went to a third world country, brought some of our technology over right there, and they're like, holy crap. El yeah. Diablo.
Yeah,
you know?
El Diablo. And the thing is one of my favorite magic quotes is any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. You know,
you know, it's funny because and that's a quote from the Yellow Book.
Exactly,
the Yellow Book.
You know, and that's one of my favorite things about magic, is it's all different uses of science, different uses of technology to portray it as something it's not. And if you, you know, see it, like we're saying, if you take a computer to a third world country, somebody who's never seen a computer, they're going to think it's magic. Jesus, you know, pulling fish out of a fucking satchel or some shit could be seen as magic.
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to jump a little bit around with this episode.
So was he essentially the best magician alive?
Oh, not essentially, for sure was.
Okay, like better than Chris Angel?
You had to go there. You had to go there.
I had to. No.
There goes Lewis.
Okay, Matt, continue.
So these Ebens, they previously appeared to Moses as the burning bush, because you guys have all heard the burning bush story, where Moses saw this bush burning that talked to him and presented him with the Ten Commandments.
I've heard of it briefly. I never actually looked into it.
And just because I gotta ask, what was that bush that's gonna fucking show you someone talking to you?
I think we all know.
What if
good?
What if the bush didn't burn? What if it was a real bush that was burning though? But what if it wasn't just like this magically spontaneous combustion of fire and leaves?
Okay.
What if that was actually an alien craft that was above, and the radiation caused
the bush on fire? Holy fuck!
And they were able to telepathically present him with these commandments.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, damn.
Because.
Yo.
Fuck.
Fuck.
So.
You're going to hear Lewis and I say that a lot this episode.
Yeah, you are.
Because you figure if Jesus was sent here as a hybrid to preach love and tolerance, and you look at what the Ten Commandments say, what if they were kind of, you know, kind of feeding some information to try to have this guy preach about the, you know, because Moses is a pretty significant person, you know.
Right.
And who was that guy?
What?
Moses.
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 You know, from the Bible, the burning bush, where the Ten Commandments came from. He's the one that, like, wrote all that, scribed it into stones.
Thank you. I'm just making sure we're clear for people who didn't pay attention to the book. Thanks for clearing that up.
So,
definitely thanks for clearing that up, because I forgot who Moses was.
In this book, they called this the Christ Project. So it obviously failed.
Oh, Christ.
And apparently the Evans were very angry and upset that them sending Jesus here had failed, and their whole project had failed, because they came back to check on his progress. And then they find out that, you know, he wasn't alive anymore. We killed him. And to make matters worse, humanity started worshiping him after he died.
Which is fucking weird.
Yeah, that's always been kind of
odd. We're not going to listen to what he says while he's alive, but fuck, he had some good ideas once he's dead.
And it's funny because all the stuff that Jesus preached, he wasn't a person that was like, worship me, follow me. He was just spreading this message. And he was almost against, in a way, supposedly, of people doing this. And then they kill him, and then they're going to start worshiping him. It's just kind of like, okay.
Isn't it also kind of odd that the way that people worship him or remember him is
the thing that killed him?
Exactly. The imagery that's always
referenced to Jesus. Bothered me is like, oh, follow the cross. And I'm like, y'all going to follow the thing that killed him? That's like everyone going, you know what? To honor Martin Luther King, I'm going to save a bullet.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So
it's been kind of odd, but yeah. It is what it is, I guess. I know there's some sort of symbolism behind it, but I never really looked into it.
Yeah. We're going to touch base into more of the crucifixion.
I think it's more or less, it's because it symbolizes that he gave up his life for
briefly.
Our sins.
Briefly.
Well, yeah. Was he also the very first zombie?
Let's get one. Yeah. He died for our sins for 3 days and then came back. So does
then
that mean
he came
we can
back
sin
to
again?
Life.
Does that mean we can sin again? Does that mean I can go jerk off in an alley while drunk?
I mean, you can do that regardless. That's your call.
Drunk, I already sober, did. That was last Saturday. Whatever. That was last Saturday for
oh,
me.
Oh, God.
I invited
I'm still
you.
Still friends with this guy?
I invited you guys, but you didn't show up.
Look, I told you, we're not doing a circle jerk.
I had plans.
All right, so you were saying about, you know, the bush and everything. Sorry, I threw it off.
I just want to say, like, you look at history, throughout history, in Christianity specifically, there has been a lot of depictions of extraterrestrials and events and stuff that have kind of tied into this. And when you talk to a lot of Christian people or Catholic people or people that are religious that follow Jesus, you'll get mixed stories. You'll get a lot of them that don't believe in extraterrestrials. And then you'll get a lot of them that do. So it's kind of conflicting where all this comes in. There's definitely clear evidence that most of these gods of Earth's ancient religions were aliens.
Oh, yeah. I completely believe that.
For sure.
I mean, it's got to be.
Well, and again, it goes back to the whole technology thing. You look about primitive cultures being shown certain technology that seemed out of this world. So his miracles and stuff that he was performing might have seemed like godlike to them.
Uh-huh.
Which is where the whole, you know, worshiping him and stuff like that comes in, you know.
Does that tie into some of those, like Brett mentioned earlier, some depictions of like astronauts and helicopters and all these different hieroglyphics?
Yeah. Well, one of the famous ones was the space... What was it? What was it called?
It was an astronaut.
It was an astronaut, but it looked like almost like a deep sea diver or something. But it
yeah,
was
right, yeah, because right. We had the fucking helmet and the. Well, the thing is like if you look at the silhouette of an astronaut on a spacewalk and the silhouette of a deep sea diver, it's the same.
Yeah,
you know, very similar.
The big helmet, the suit, the tube going from the helmet or wherever it's attached and back to the ship.
To this day, we know more about space than our own ocean. So
which
like
blows
that's,
my fucking mind. That's a whole nother podcast that I can do an episode about, and maybe we will one day. But yeah.
Now you want to talk more about the crucifixion? We'll get into more of those paintings and more of those things in a little bit. But the crucifixion itself, were aliens present at that crucifixion? Because there's multiple theories and stories behind.
You got to imagine
the men in black being there, extraterrestrials, all this different stuff. Because you figure,
hold up, were they like dudes in suits, or were they like wearing black?
No,
togas.
We talked about parallel realities last episode.
Oh yeah, we did. So they're in
time
suits.
Is linear.
Oh, son of a bitch.
And time travel and different things like that.
Fucking A. Tommy Lee Jones is portraying a real person in that movie.
So to get into a little bit of that. you look at, we'll get into some of the paintings and stuff then. You look at the fresco painting, which is painted on the walls of the Svideriqelvian Cathedral. So it's a cathedral just like, it's like north of Georgia, of the Georgia capital in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Not Georgia in the United States, of course, the country. No. But there's an image of Christ being crucified with large crowds surrounding him. But in the top left and right corners, there's what appears to be flying crafts or some form of advanced technology, which humans would not have had 2,000 years ago, because that's when this painting was created. So there's like these saucer things that almost look like jellyfish. You guys might have seen it. And they're up on each corner, and they're kind of like looking down at, in this painting, of all these people surrounding him during the crucifixion, which was implying that there might have been extraterrestrials there watching this happen. Because it's not the first time that extraterrestrials have tried to sway events here or watched over events that happened. You notice, like, in World War II, when we dropped those nukes on Japan, like, extraterrestrials saw that shit. They came out of the woodwork and were like, you know, like, holy shit, like, you're destroying the planet. Where'd all this come from? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Lewis just pulled up the fresco painting. So they're referring to those two up there. And I'm sorry you guys can't see this.
We may or may not post this on our Instagram, on our Matt's Not Here Instagram stories.
People are gonna see this on our Instagram and be like, "Oh my God, they've gone religious!"
Right? Like, they're gonna see it without listening to the podcast and be really confused. Where are you saying there's flying?
So right up there and right up there. Why wouldn't there be jellyfish flying?
I was gonna say those two things that look like jellyfish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think of World of Worlds. That's kind of what they look like,
Orson
kind of.
Wells.
But
motherfucker,
he was onto some shit.
You know, this painting was made at least 2,000 years ago.
Right.
So that's just kind of crazy. And throughout history, Jesus Christ and Christianity have been linked to alien activity. There's two separate texts from Egypt being held in the Morgan Library in New York. It's a library and museum. And they actually suggest that Jesus was an alien shapeshifter.
I could see that.
So you look at Jesus Christ and different depictions of him through different religions or different cultures. One, you know, here in the U.S. in Western culture, Jesus is often shown as being white.
Which always was weird.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. Like, if he's a Middle Eastern man, why is he white?
I think that was just an American thing where they were like, we need to whitewash this motherfucker because nobody in our racist-ass country is going to worship a brown guy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's just you know, that's not my fucking beliefs. That's goddamn true.
Lewis, hold that. Save that picture. I'm gonna get into that in a little bit.
I will.
That's another painting. Oh, but boy. Yeah. So you look at these different depictions, you know, in African cultures and countries like that that followed Jesus, depicted him as being, you know, of darker skin, and then you had, you know, Middle Eastern countries of being more of a brown tone and stuff like that. And
I need more drugs for this episode.
All these people were saying, well, he was here in this country where this country is today. He was here, which all ties into, like, time travel, parallel realities, shape-shifting, different things like that. And we'll touch base on that a little more. But these texts, these two separate texts, some of them what one of the texts would describe as Judas' betrayal of Christ. And quoted exactly from the text was, "Then the Jews said to Judas, 'How shall we arrest him?'" Meaning Jesus.
Right.
"For he does not have a single shape, but his appearance changes. Sometimes he is ruddy, sometimes he is white, sometimes he is red, sometimes he is wheat colored. Sometimes he is pallid, like ascetics.
Like Brett Allen.
Or like Brett Allen. Sometimes he's
wait, am I wheat or powdered color?
And you're powdered.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and powder, they called me powder. Sure.
Yeah. Sometimes he's a youth, and sometimes he's a man, an old man at that.
Fucking A. This
and another
like
reading,
Brett Allen. Crafty motherfucker.
Yeah, another reading written in the Copic language, which is a form of Egyptian.
Right.
It's an older, more ancient language. Describes how, what's this guy's name? Pontius Pilate had dinner with Jesus the night before his crucifixion.
Pontius Pilate?
What so, did they eat? The Last Supper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that fucking big-ass table for 12.
Mm-hmm.
This Roman,
24.
Who is considered a saint in the Copic churches, which would explain the favorable view of him, then tells Jesus, "Well then, behold, The night is come. Rise and withdraw. And when the morning comes and they accuse me because of you, I shall give them the only son I have so they can kill him in your place. To which Jesus responds, O Pilate, you have been deemed worthy of a great grace because you have shown good disposition to me. Jesus then supposedly showed Pilate that he can escape if he chose to by shape-shifting.
Fucking A, but he decided to go through with it for the symbolism, I guess?
Well, the mission that he's on, he was put here for a reason, right?
Fair enough, yeah, and, I guess.
Yeah, so that's where it gets kind of diluted with religion and stuff, saying that he sacrificed himself, and maybe that was part of the message, maybe that was part of his soul scripting and what he was here to do for his life mission was part of that. But basically, Pilate then looked at Jesus, and behold, he became incorporeal. He did not see him for a long time after that. So there was another painting, and what was it called? It was called the Annunciation with Saint Amidius, an altarpiece painted by Italian artist Carlo Crivelli in 1486, was created to commemorate Angel Gabriel's announcement to the Virgin Mary that she would give birth to Jesus. There's what appears to be an alien craft or ring of light shining down onto Mary. And I can show, well, I can't show you guys a picture because I don't have it open, but she's sitting there almost like praying down in this building. And then there's this like ring of light that almost looks like a UFO or something that's beaming a light down in through the window onto her.
What was that painting called?
It was called the Annunciation with Saint Amidius. It's an altarpiece. So okay. If you just type in Carlo, and then Crivelli.
Jamie, pull that up for us.
I'm pulling it up right now. Exactly. And then 1486.
Like four people got that joke.
Yeah.
The Annunciation Saint Amidius, 1486.
So he's looking that up right now.
This is why we need to start branching off into
a video podcast.
We do.
With slideshows and a TV.
Yeah, right? But that's like a production crew that we can't afford.
I mean.
So unless anybody wants an internship at a fucking small podcast, hit us up.
Yeah, look great on your resume.
We are a small podcast.
Just don't put us on your resume because you're not going to get hired.
It'll look amazing on your resume if you just don't drop our name. Just put
worked on religious podcasts. That is exactly the picture. So let's show Brett. That is the painting.
Yo, okay. So I love art. I love religious art, as weird as it sounds. I've seen a lot of it. I've looked at a lot of it. And I've always, like, seen a lot of it. I'm like, man, what the fuck are they painting? Like for those that are listening and, you know, haven't looked up the image yet, well, again, what was it called?
It's called The Annunciation with Saint Amidius. It's an altarpiece painted
so
by artist
what it depicts
Carlo Crivelli.
Is what looks like an alleyway of a Roman... a couple of buildings, like an alleyway in between a couple of Roman buildings, with a light beaming down from the sky.
It's ancient Italy.
Ancient Italy, sorry.
Their depiction.
Right. And a light beaming down out of the sky into a singling out what looks like it's circling something on a. What the fuck do you call that thing? The little decoration around the top of a building. Like it's pointing at it. I always saw things like that, and I'm like, that's maybe it's their rendition of like God saying something like that. But fuck, maybe that is an alien ship going, yo.
Well, that's the thing.
Fucking read this shit.
I think he painted that thinking that it was the gods, but it could have been really
right. It could have just been an alien with a laser pointer going, fucking look here.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The crazy thing is about this being painted in 1486. This was to commemorate Angel Gabriel's announcement to the Virgin Mary that she would give birth to Jesus. So this was a commemoration about something that was going to happen.
Right.
Because Gabriel announced to Virgin Mary that you're
going
to be
like,
birthed
hey,
to this.
You know, God's going to knock you up.
Fuck. That's one way of putting it.
Kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of mind-boggling.
Okay, just quick side question real quick. Virgin Mary, what was her husband's name? Anybody remember?
No, I don't.
All right, fuck
Joseph.
It. Joseph.
There you go.
Okay. You're Joseph. Well, how do you remember? Anyway, imagine this.
Catholic.
Okay, fair enough. You're Joseph. Your wife comes to you and goes, honey, I'm pregnant. You're like, bitch, we ain't even had sex yet. And she's all.
Speak up.
And well, I'm you're like, you know,
I can boost him.
You're like, hey, you know, I'm pregnant. And you're like, well, we haven't done nothing. She's like, it's God. How do you respond?
Who the fuck is this God person?
Yeah,
up did you meet
then,
him at the bar last night?
Up until then, I don't think anybody's heard of him, right?
What if God? Here, I'm going to blow your minds, and this is going to be totally something I wasn't even going to talk about, but you bring up a good point.
Yes. What if God was one of us?
Just a scrub, what if like God just a scrub, like one of us.
No,
rode what the if, bus like one of us.
Let's go back a little bit. Let's backpedal a bit. So we were talking about this technology and how these primitive cultures would perceive this advanced technology as being magic or as gods, right?
Right.
What if God wasn't God? What if it was really an extraterrestrial that, you know, artificially inseminated?
Fucking hell.
Because there is lots of talk in the extraterrestrial world about human alien hybridization, cloning.
Fuck. See, and I was hoping you would lead into this because I've got some shit to say. But
goddamn.
But
we'll touch on this later. But yeah, this is
no,
very,
no, no.
We're
gonna touch on it right after this break.
And we're back.
All right, we're back.
Holy shit, we are back.
We had to decompress a little bit from that.
Yeah, that was a heavy fucking. This is deep. This is heavy. Like. I kind of wish I'd smoke some weed for this.
I mean, I'm amped. Let's get into this. But actually, wait, we have to first give a shout out to our number one sponsor, which is
Zombie Killer Clothing.
You can check them out on Instagram at Zombie Killer Clothing, on Facebook at Confessions of a Zombie Killer. And if you want any of their merch, you can always click the links in their bios, in their things, or you can go to confessions-of-a-zombie-killer-clothing.com or clothing.myshopify.com.
Yeah, we'll leave some links.
That's a long link. Sorry, but yeah. And I'm going to keep saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it until I have a pair of them on, and then I'm going to say it more. Check out their shoes. They're dope. They're not released just yet, but you can look at them on the shop. Go to the shop. Look at it. They're fucking fresh, and I want to
follow them on Instagram. You'll see all that stuff on
God,
there.
They're so cool looking.
Yep.
Somebody buy me his shoes.
I gotta tell you guys, man, like this episode really makes me feel like I should be high right now.
You should be.
But you know who is high? Our good friend Ben Dover. So you guys ready for this one?
Are you talking about, did he give us
a stoner talk?
Let's
get into it.
We're back at it again with that fat green sack. Stoner moment brought to you by...
Bend over.
We just gave it three different names. We're all high.
If a person dies in the living room, is it still a living room, man?
Okay, before we fully jump into this, I just want to acknowledge how much of a stoner minute that was, because he sounded high as fuck, and I heard South Park in the background.
Oh, he was definitely...
And we forgot to cue the bong hit.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine, but yeah.
So
you
if
tell
a person
for sure
dies
high.
In the living room, I guess until they remove that body, it's not a living room, because there's at least one person not living in that room.
Would it be a death room?
No, it'd just be a room.
I don't even have a comment on this, honestly.
Just be a room.
Like
a room. I don't know.
What do they call it? Do they call it a dead zone?
I think it's a dead zone at that
one. Wow.
It's a not living room.
It's a fucking room.
It's just a room.
Is it a room of the living dead?
If there's a living person and a dead person, can it be a room of the living dead?
I don't know. You know what? For all our members in the Cult of MNH, hit us up. Let us know what you guys think.
Send us a message on Instagram.
Or, you know what? We'll post this on the Cult of MNH.
Yeah,
we want to hear you guys'
opinion
on
this. We'll post
this
question in the Cult of MNH on Monday when this episode gets released. If someone dies in a living room, is it still a living room? Let us know.
That's an interesting one.
The funniest comment gets a shout out next week.
For sure.
Yep.
All right, so let's dive back into this.
So where we leave off, we talked about the Annunciation with St. Emidius. There was another painting created by a Dutch artist called Art de Gelder in the 18th century that depicts a disc-like object in the sky shining light onto John the Baptist and Jesus.
Was it a luminescent frisbee?
Lewis, you had the picture? Yes, it was. in a way.
What was that again?
Shit, I was trying to be a smart.
It was the one you had that you pulled up that I held my finger and said, wait. That other one.
That other one with the thing.
Okay.
With the things and the things coming off.
I will pull it up right now. Meanwhile, keep talking.
Could that object be a UFO?
I mean, if it was flying and you didn't know what it was, then yes.
This is probably one of the straightest.
Sorry for whispering.
To the point, you look at the photo and you're like, that's a fucking UFO. That is not like jellyfish floating in the sky like the other one. This is like straight up.
That's like straight up some alien shit.
That one?
Yes, that one.
Oh yeah, that's for real some alien shit.
That's like, straight up a UFO.
That's no doubt an alien spaceship. That's not even a UFO, because I know that's an alien spaceship.
Well, you figured.
Thank you for getting that joke. Yeah. For those of you that, fuck you.
You go back to how the Eben sent Jesus here, and they were periodically going back and checking on his progress. Well,
right.
When he was born. Because they didn't necessarily send him here and he just poofed into thin air and now he's walking Earth.
Okay.
He was like poof into Mary's freaking
womb?
Exactly.
They poofed him right into a female.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of...
Because you got to go through
that. Well, they can't poof him into a male.
But according to our species, you got to poof into a female and you got to go through that gestation period.
Yeah.
Yep, and you figure all this technology and stuff they're dealing with... Freaking!
I like how the Bible just glosses over that too. They don't mention anything about the 9 months of like all these different cravings. Like Joseph has to run out to like the local fucking shop and pick up like pickles and
chocolate to dip it in.
Pickles and chocolate.
Preaching love and light.
Well, I mean that's probably
and then
why.
Abel and Cain.
Oh, my wife was knocked up by God.
That's probably why. And they're like, by who? And he's all, you'll know about him in like a year. My son will tell you all about it. Yeah. But it's not your son, though. Shut the fuck up. But
listen, he's a tax break. He's my son, all right?
The Romans are all, oh, you had a guy we're going to kill. We're going to give you a tax break. But no, there's a reason, like, those dudes brought frankincense and myrrh and fucking whatever the fuck else. The dude,
gold.
The gold, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yep. And then the Bible skipped over that, and then they're all over here like, oh, love and light, we're preaching all this love and light, and then they're like, oh, we're going to talk about Cain and Abel and how somebody got their head smashed in with a rock.
But, I mean, to be fair, he had a good reason.
The Bible glosses over a lot of things, let's be honest.
He had a good reason to smash his head in with a rock, though. Can we be honest about that?
Go on.
Could you smell what the rock is cooking?
Wow.
A good story. That's what.
Smashed him up. Yeah,
okay.
I the reason I didn't answer that is because I didn't remember why he hit him in the head with the rock, even though I have been watching Lucifer and they talked about that.
Oh, I figured it was because you didn't remember what the rock was cooking.
I haven't watched Lucifer in a hot minute.
The rock was cooking
fucking... Can of whoop ass.
Exactly.
You fucking jabronis.
And then he gave it to Stone Cold to open.
You jabronis are straying from the topic at hand.
No, but we're being funny and our listeners are enjoying it, I hope.
Are they, though?
I don't know. You tell us. Actually, don't tell us.
Don't tell us.
But, it's like this artist, too. The Dutch artist, Art de Gelder, or Gelder, at the time was an elite artist.
Mm-hmm.
So people took him and his depictions and what he painted very seriously. So this wasn't just some, like, way out there... fictional piece. This was like an actual depiction that was taken seriously, and
like it wasn't like he painted it serious, like he had a stern face the entire time he was painting.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Totally. Like his work of art wasn't like just out there like random shit. It was like more.
The painting is nice though.
It's a beautiful painting. Like I would hang that in my...
I gotta make sure I save all these home. So we can post them.
So yeah. Okay. If you guys want to read more on this kind of stuff too, get Kindle Unlimited. It's $10 a month. I'm not trying to promote them, but
we are not sponsored.
Sounds an awful lot like you.
We are not sponsored by Kindle. Matt might be making a dollar or two off of the link he's about to give you, but
no, I'm not. The thing is I literally got Kindle just to read these books because you can have like 10 books checked out. It's like a virtual library or whatever, right?
Oh, that's fresh.
So I literally just wanted to read a bunch of his books because he's got them on all kinds of stuff. You know, the alien races, the Blue Planet projects, the Dolce base and underground alien bases. And
right.
This yellow book one is one of them. which I would read the Blue Planet Project. If anybody wants to read that, just go ahead and reach out to our podcast and I can give you a link to the PDF. Anything else, though, you're going to either have to find a hard copy of, good luck, or find it online, and you're going to have to pay for it. The Yellow Book would be the next one I'd read if you're into the extraterrestrial stuff. But he also talks about, you know, Kennedy assassination and all the shadow government shit, and that's also very interesting as well.
Jesus.
Jesus?
But how do you guys...
feel weird using that now as an adjective.
What, Jesus?
I'm gonna, like, every time I go, oh, Jesus, I'm going to, like... Oh, alien.
Well, he really was an alien, though, because he's from Jerusalem. Wow. Okay, crickets. Got it. Cool. That joke didn't land.
You know why that joke didn't land, right?
I don't know.
Because he didn't land anywhere but Jerusalem. Your grandparents, on the other hand. Wow, crickets for that one.
Oh, jeez.
Is.
Oh, fucking Jesus. I mean, Eben Christ Project. Fuck.
Oh, boy.
So yeah. Sorry, how do you guys feel right about that?
I honestly, like, okay, so this whole fucking episode has been crazy, right? I wish just I had, like, wonder. Eaten some mushrooms or smoked some weed or something for it.
Oh, for sure.
What do you mean for sure, fucker? You don't do any of that shit. You should have, of all people in this podcast, eaten mushrooms for this episode.
Oh, for sure. And then I would have had a major freak out, and you guys would have had to deal with it.
Yeah,
it would
have been. We can always get some Xanax hilarious for that.
Exactly.
Xanax isn't going to bring me back to Earth.
One of these episodes.
No, man. But it nerfs a bad trip when you're on mushrooms.
One of these episodes, man. Y'all are going to hear Lewis start going crazy, and you're going to know. That's the episode where he's been a fun guy.
So not the official advice of the week, but this will be some actual useful advice of the week.
Wait, we're not done with the episode.
No, we're not. That's why I'm giving this now. Listen. Basically, if you're having a bad trip on mushrooms, try Xanax, because it could probably help with that.
And parachute it.
And if any of you have done this, let us know.
I do not condone the use of any drugs. We do not use any drugs.
We do not condone the use of any illegal, illicit drugs here at Matt's.
Or substances.
But if you happen to have a prescription, then by all means.
By all means, you know.
And if you don't have a prescription, hit up your local street pharmacist.
Jesus Christ.
So, without straying too far from this, let's get back into it.
That was basically that. I mean, there's you know, more, like I said, about the whole...
So, my whole takeaway from this is that the aliens were... The Ebb, right?
Ebbins.
Yes. Ebbins were a race of peace and...
which is why they were probably able to accomplish interstellar travel, because they weren't a fucking entire planet,
right? So
arguing with themselves about imaginary borders.
So they were a race that had transcended past all our human emotions.
Right. It's not us going, our area of this rock is better than your area of this rock.
Right.
They were like, fuck that. We're all in the same rock. Let's figure out how to leave it.
See, that's how you know us as humans haven't evolved, because we still have all these different feelings of... we own this. We own that.
Right.
We, a sense of entitlement almost. Whereas advanced civilizations, I'm sure, don't have those desires anymore.
You have civilizations, you know, like Atlanteans and Lemurians and different civilizations like that, that were here on Earth that were beyond that. And you have this whole battle of light and dark or whatever, right? And there's all these different... levels, in a way, like for example, you guys have heard the term 2D, you know, like cartoons and stuff, for example.
Right, layman's terms,
3D, which, you know,
yeah,
4D, when you start to, you know, bring in more like physical touch and stuff like that. So if you guys have ever went to like a movie theater, you see things in 2D. Mm-hmm. You watch something in 3D, you put the glasses on, you go to, like, you know, a theme park or something, and you put the 3D glasses on for this film, like the Bugs Life thing at Disneyland they used to have.
Right.
And they had, it was like a 4D experience where, like, you'd get sprayed in the face a little bit. Little bugs would, like, touch your legs and stuff like that. Well, right. In terms of, like, what we're referring to with this, you have these different planes. Like, we live in the 3D reality. So there's a 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D. And as you go up in transcendence, it goes from, like, that primitive, like 1D, 2D, when you're talking about... not being able to realize memories and certain things like that. Then 3D, you have memories of things and are able to remember and tie things together. You get into 4D, and I'm really butchering this, but as you go up higher, it's not that this is mine, I need this, you know, I'm doing this for myself. It starts to become, I'm doing this for others. I'm doing right. this for the grand scheme of things, the bigger picture.
Right. I'm doing this for the
whole collective.
Doing this for to push the species
forward. Well, and it becomes beyond a physical form. So as you go up in transcendence and go up through these different levels of dimensions, you know, the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, it starts to become more of not even a physical embodiment. Like you're coming into like a more of an energy form.
Okay.
Versus like a physical form.
Right.
Where you are aware of all the connected consciousness and how everything connects. And it's not just like, I'm me, you're Brett, you're Lewis. It's like, we're all one. And then you kind of have more of an understanding of that as you start to ascend and stuff.
You know, like, I will always...
these other races are higher.
I will always openly talk about, like, the eating mushrooms and then psychedelic mushrooms and benefits from those. I've always noticed whenever I, you know, eat more than the recommended dose, when I kind of, like, eat a bunch, you kind of tap into that whole idea of we're all one. And a lot of people attribute it to, you know, oh, you're just high on drugs. And I understand where they're coming from. I understand it especially when it's coming from somebody who's never done it, right? When somebody who's never experienced a psychedelic trip, what's the word for it comes from the ground?
Organic?
Yes, thank you. An organic psychedelic trip as opposed to a chemical psychedelic trip. Acid and mushrooms, two very different trips, although kind of show you the same path. Right. I feel like the organic one is a lot easier to digest, no pun intended.
It's a lot cleaner of a high.
It's a lot more in touch with the idea that we are all one thing living on this planet.
Well, what the difference between acid and mushrooms is, you have mushrooms that's coming from the earth, you know,
right,
and tying
right,
into and Gaia and all that, where you have LSD, which is more of a man-made synthetic. But the thing with LSD is it shuts off, just like mushrooms. It will shut off certain functions of your brain that are consciously working.
Yeah.
So other parts of your brain can now work.
Exactly. And that's how all psychedelics work. They don't, a lot of, at first people thought psychedelics turned the volume up on a few things. What it actually does is it turns the volume down on a few things, which makes it seem as though the volume is up on a few others. And I feel like those have shown me that we're all one consciousness. And
well, everything comes from the same bit of space dust, whether it's this freaking.
Exactly.
Paper cup and here, this microphone,
to tie this back into Jesus being an alien, we're all of us being connected as a single consciousness goes further out into the cosmos past our fucking,
it's all perception,
word, our world. And you know, I don't know about you guys, but I've had nights where, you know, we ingest a little more fungi than you probably should have, and fuck, man, I felt like I could see and feel other realities and consciousness and worlds.
Well, that's these ancient cultures and these more like you have like Native Americans, for example, and other cultures that do vision quests with psychedelics.
Yeah.
And when they do these vision quests, they don't take a little bit. They take an extreme amount. And that's why you generally have a guide that guides you through this and things like that, because you're going to see and connect to things that you normally wouldn't, and you wouldn't really be coherent enough to handle stuff like that. But you look at these advanced races, these alien races and stuff, and these advanced technologies, their beings and stuff are on a higher dimensional plane than we are, which is why we can't even see some of them. Some of them, you know, we can't perceive with sight and our normal senses.
Right.
Some of them still use telepathy, which humans had telepathy, but through the human language and stuff, that's kind of got diluted. And you look into like the conditioning that we've had with certain words and the real meaning of words and stuff and how dark and conditioned that is.
Yeah.
Animals use telepathy and communicate. Cats, for example, they don't communicate with each other via meows. They communicate to humans stuff.
The meow was originated to sound like, meows only started happening when they were imitating children crying to get humans' attention.
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, we've lost a lot of that. We have a pineal gland. The third eye is a very real thing. It's a real gland. Science will back that.
The crazy thing is with that gland, if you look at ancient Egyptian carvings and you see the third eye drawing, and you you place that over the pineal gland, it's shaped just fucking like it. That third eye that you see in a lot of Egyptian drawings. And it's, Egyptians used to carve people up. They'd cut open a dead body and see what's inside. We've always been curious about what's inside of the human body.
Yeah.
And so when people see that, and they're like, oh, shit. So when people see that depiction of that third eye, often they're like, oh, it's an eyeball. Nah, dude, that's the center of your fucking brain that they're drawing.
Well, that ties into a lot of psychic abilities and things like that, is that third eye. That third eye chakra or pineal gland. And there's a lot of like reptiles that still use the pineal gland, like a bearded dragon, for instance. Theirs is on their top of their head between their eyes. So like if you've ever had a beardy in the car and you're driving under an overpass and it creates that shadow that flashes, sometimes they'll duck and go, oh shit, because they're still using that actively to sense shadows and stuff of predators that are above them.
Right.
You know, so it's like a defense mechanism. Or us, it's, you know, there's a skull and stuff that covers it and all this shit. And we can't use it as like an eyeball per se, but we still have the use of it in terms of almost another sense.
Kind of like that feeling where and I've used this in terms of magic, but I've expanded upon that or further upon that, past that, where you have that, you ever have that like feeling of, man, I haven't fucking heard from this person in so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a text from that person like that day.
That's not even the pineal gland. That's just almost telepathy. That's everything being interconnected.
Yeah. And you know, or you're thinking like, you know, man, I haven't been to this building or this place in so long. And then for some reason, within a day or two, within a week or two, you have some reason to be in that area. You know, that used to happen a lot when I was working as a locksmith. I was like, fuck, I haven't been to so-and-so in so long. And next thing you know, they call and they're like, hey, we need a rekey. And it's like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, it's crazy. And it's just putting it out there. And that goes into manifestation and all of these different things. The secret, you know, where you're creating that reality. And I'm a firm believer on that. You create your own reality. You manifest things. And whatnot. And it's all based off perception. So if you're sitting there thinking that, you know, oh, this is bad thing's going to happen to me. Oh, I'm in a rush and I'm coming up in a green light and it's been green for a while. And you're like, oh shit, the light's going to turn red before I go through it. And then it happens. It's like, you're manifesting that. Mind's very powerful in its own too. So that discernment between manifestation or between things like that, and then actually, you know, having your mind create these scenarios in your head as well, there's that discernment between them. And it's difficult a lot of times to be able to see that. When it goes back to the third eye and the pineal gland, I mean, we utilize that gives us a lot of visions in our head and stuff. So that all ties in with, you know, the spirit molecule DMT and whatnot, and dreams and things like that, visions and imagery that appears in your head. So like, for example, if you're like these psychic mediums and different people like that, that see these images and see these things, they're seeing it with their third eye, and it's being projected into their head, and their brain's interpreting that and creating this imagery. And sometimes this imagery will be based off things that you've seen in real life or experienced. So your brain will kind of create visions and scenarios in your head that match things you've seen in real life. So if you're like, you know, I don't know how to use this for an example, but, or how to create an example for this, but yeah, it's wild. So it's like paying attention to symbolism in dreams. When you have a dream, for example, a lot of the dreams are familiar to you. You'll see familiar places where things seem different or odd and whatnot.
I used to have a very familiar reoccurring dream. I think we talked about it in the past, where I was getting chased around a theme park and it was always the same theme park.
Yeah. Well, that's,
that didn't exist, by the way. I've never been to it.
But you've seen, there was certain images you saw in there that were very familiar because you've seen them before. Yeah.
It's always on the Ghost Rider.
So it's in that, it's sitting in that subconscious mind, you know, and when you get these dreams, there's symbolism in them that you have to pay attention to, because your mind is creating images that you're familiar with, and it's not the specific images that necessarily are going to say a message. Sometimes they do, like places and stuff. Like, I just saw somebody get in a car accident in this dream, and it was at these cross streets, that could really happen at those cross streets. It could be a premonition, but it could also just be a familiarization that your brain created in that scenario. And then you have to pick out like, oh, colors, sounds, names, or just certain things that mean certain things.
So this third eye, is this essentially a sixth sense?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's not considered the sixth sense, where the sixth sense is more clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience, right. Clair whatever.
And the ability to see dead people.
And stuff like that. So, I mean, it, yeah.
Clair Rivers.
I see dead people.
All the time.
When I dig them up.
Speaking of seeing dead people, did you guys see this video? I just saw it yesterday. It was on my feed on, I think it was like Instagram. A Tesla. Tesla has all these different sensors that can sense when there's a presence nearby for like
we walked in front of the one Tesla and the headlights flashed.
Yeah. If there's like a pedestrian walking by, it'll alert you. Like it'll show a little image.
I thought you were going a completely different direction.
And this guy, he's driving through a cemetery, and all of a sudden you start seeing a blip on there.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Wow, that took a turn I did not expect.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, that's weird. So, and clearly, like, there's nobody around. He pans around, and there's nobody, like, next to the car or anything.
It's a lot cooler than the
And there's a blip.
What I thought was going on.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
I thought you were going to mention about the one where the guy passed away in the Tesla.
No.
Oh, did you hear about that? He had an autopilot set for his destination.
Mm-hmm.
He died on the drive. Autopilot was on. It made it to his destination, and everyone's like, yo, where's so-and-so? And they went out, and like, oh, he's in the car. And they go out to his car. Yeah, he was in the car.
But he was dead
in his car, yeah.
Shit.
Like,
oh, man. That's crazy.
I mean, he made it on time.
Some more advice, I will say. I don't have experience with Teslas, so I'm not going to say do this in a Tesla. But you know all these modern vehicles that have these sensors that detect, like, accidents and stuff coming, potential accidents? Turn that motherfucking shit off.
Really?
Go on.
There's been scenarios, like, for example, somebody goes over goes under an overpass, like on the freeway, and that shadow change.
No, fucks with it.
Fucks with it. Thinks that it's gonna that you're approaching an accident. Locks the brakes up. Get rear-ended. This one guy got in a gnarly accident from that, and I've had that happen in the last work van when I was at my last job. It had those sensors. I always turn that shit off because there's been a couple scenarios where, it thinks an accident's happening, it starts applying the brakes, and I'm like, no. And I was driving up the 55 coming going southbound, went under
I'll always trust a human before I trust a robot.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
Matrix.
So,
yeah.
So that whole shit happened to me a couple times, and I'm like, I'm turning this shit off, you know. And then later on, I found out stories about, you know, people getting in accidents because of it, and I'm like, I'd trust myself over that.
Fuck that. That was some good advice.
Yeah.
I've got some advice.
What was I? I was going to say something else about aliens, but I don't remember. Touch back on that real quick. But
this is definitely an interesting topic, and it's one of these topics that I know that we can probably stretch out into maybe a 2 or 3 episode deal.
Yeah, we can do a few episodes on this.
But for today, let's do a condensed version. Essentially, what we have to take away from this is Jesus was an alien, or so the theory goes, potentially
so like
an alien, but he came from a peaceful, loving race to spread
peace
their message of peace and love. And I guess humans with our
very primitive
brains
process.
Didn't want to accept that.
Well, I think a lot of it has come down to a lot of the war and fight is just never ending. And not even just on this planet. It's like that, always that battle between good and evil. And it just, it's always, we've always used weapons, whether it's in, you know, advanced technology, space stuff.
Or fucking lasers, man.
Fucking lasers, man.
So where I'm going with this is we're at a point in the day and age where that love and light,
freaking lasers,
that understanding, that tolerance and all that, is going to be a weapon in a way.
Yeah.
So
it's happening
with our culture and what's happening in this world right now. Yeah, we're not going to get into politics, but what's happening is there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of this. You know, it's almost like a brink of war. It feels like
we feel like we're on the edge of that.
So it's both physical and spiritual warfare in a way. And
we as humans just need to evolve
past war.
Past war, past all this hatred, and just learn tolerance.
Well, that's the whole ascension and waking up.
I think a lot of that would happen if the whole world, just every person above the age of 18, ate 3.5 grams of mushrooms.
Why 3.5? That's a very specific number.
It's 1/8. And an eighth of mushrooms.
Oddly specific.
An eighth of mushrooms will fuck you up.
Mm, okay.
But basically, you know.
Dude, I feel like just looking at mushrooms would fuck me up.
to sum this up.
I wish.
I personally believe if Jesus was an alien, he was sent here from the Ebens as a hybrid to basically promote that love and light, to get people to
As an emissary?
Exactly, because that would be the weapon, and people waking up to this and coming together is going to be able to fight, because you want to get deeper into this, and I'm not going to go deep into this. I'm just going to give you the quick cliff notes. With these, there's other negative races out there. There's not all these races are good.
Well, no, of course not. Nah.
You know, so
there's got to be that balance of good and evil, yin and yang, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, supposedly, we'll touch on this. This is just going to give you a little taster, and if you guys want us to bring it up in the future, we can. Lewis had mentioned earlier about reptilians, lizard people.
There's so much I want to bring up. Dracos,
let us know if we should dig into that, because
what I'm going to say real quick,
the moment you say yes, we'll dig.
The NAA, or negative alien agenda, and these negative races, reptilians, things like that, they go from planet to planet, supposedly, and hop on planet to planet, drain the resources, and leave. And that's kind of what seems like what's happening here. So we're,
they're parasites.
Jesus being that ascended master, that hybrid alien, to come here to bring that love and light and those teachings to fight back against what's happening, because obviously if everybody in the world, not everybody, but if a good majority were on this level, we would be able to fight against, and it sounds very religious. It's not,
but like if we all were to come together as one, we could fight it.
Well, it's like right now, these tough times in the world. Like, people need to come together. Everybody's getting divided, especially in this country, and it's splitting everything.
We need
everything.
To come together right now.
We're not circle jerking.
What?
You guys need to listen to the fucking Beatles more.
Come together.
Yeah, I was trying for that, but y'all turned it into a jerk-off joke. On his face.
All over Brett.
Moist.
I meant to say Lewis, but sorry, Brett.
I was trying to fucking make it a beautiful, like, we should come together and fight, but y'all had to turn it into a masturbation joke.
Did you forget what podcast you're on?
I did. Which reminds me, you know what? We should do this week's advice. We haven't done advice for everybody.
So what's some shitty advice? You have some shitty advice?
I got some advice. It's great. If you guys are ever, for those of you who like baths, for those of you who want to take a bath.
Okay. We're not going back to the milk thing, are we?
No, we're not going back to the milk thing.
Okay, good.
But if you're taking a bath and your bath water, isn't as hot as it used to be and you want to warm it up real quick.
Hair dryer? Mm-hmm.
Just drop in your toaster.
That's some great advice.
Yeah.
I'd never thought of that.
Yeah.
Or get a space heater and use it to heat the water.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
I will.
Call me while you do it.
I will.
Heck, video chat us.
Yeah, go live.
I will.
Let me know before so I can screen.
Go live on our Facebook group, The Cult of M&H. You guys should check that out to see Lewis heat up his bathwater.
Or he might even go live on our Instagram at Matt's Not Here Podcast.
Or he could even go. I could. He. I'm referring to myself in third person. I could even go live on our Facebook at Matt's Not Here.
There you go.
Yeah.
Look, see how we cleverly.
And then we'll pull that and upload it to our Patreon.
Yeah.
Or you could upload it to our TikTok. Matt's Out Here Podcast.
You see how we very cleverly and very organically and very smoothly plugged all of our socials?
And then maybe we'll get lucky and Zombie Killer Clothing, we'll share it on their pages.
Jesus Christ.
But not before he checks out our Patreon.
And then a week later, you can find it on Anchor.
I was trying to think of what I was like, how can we bring it Anchor? Yeah, we can just talk about it. Fucking A.
Well done, gentlemen.
This has been a fucking crazy episode.
Look, I feel like this episode could go on a little bit longer.
Oh, my God. We could go on forever, but we're at over an hour now.
Yeah, we don't want to.
And I do want to say, we have officially locked in an interview for next week's episode.
Yep.
So we can give a little teaser. I'm going to tell you guys right now, next week, we will be interviewing a very, very funny comedian. You guys, I hope you're ready to laugh.
Oh, I'm ready.
All episode long next week.
It might
be
a shocking experience.
I know for sure we could all use a little laugh right now, especially with everything going on.
So, next week we'll be interviewing. I'm not going to say who he is, but tune in next week while we interview a very funny, very large, bear of a comedian. That'll make sense. Bear. That'll make sense when you watch the episode. Watch the episode? No, listen to it.
Listen to it. I mean, you could watch it and just stare at the beautiful cover art that I
weird. Wait, are we interviewing Yogi Bear?
You'll just have to wait and see. You know what? You'll just have to tune in next week.
What if it's Smokey the Bear?
What if it's only you can prevent forest fires?
This episode's going to be fire.
I fucking said a comedian, you jackasses.
Yogi Bear.
Not a stoner and a fucking fire preventer.
But
fighter.
Isn't he funny?
I mean, they're both pretty funny.
Kind of funny. Yogi's funnier than Smokey. Who would win in a fight, Yogi or Smokey?
It depends. Is Yogi going to light the forest on fire?
Because if he lights it, you fucking Smokey's going to get busy real quick, and he could fuck up Smokey while he's busy.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. But if Smokey throws a sandwich, Yogi's going to get distracted. So they both have their weaknesses.
Because he stole it from the picnic basket.
What if he lights the sandwich boo-boo. On fire? What if they light the sandwich on fire, though? This episode got real weird.
Well, notice how he says only you can prevent forest fires. He can't prevent
forest
fires.
So he don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
Hold up.
That forest goes up in flames. He don't give a fuck.
What if he's the one who started the fire?
You know what? He might be an arsonist. I believe he's an
arsonist.
Which
reminds me, did you guys ever think about the fact that the Geico lizard and Godzilla are potentially from the same family?
Yes.
And Godzilla destroys buildings so that his little brother can sell
insurance. I saw that online. Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah.
It's a scam. It's all a scam. All
you know what else is? Scam. You know what's even more of a scam?
What?
The fact that
this podcast is still going on.
Yeah. The Geico gecko
Jeez.
Speaks with an Australian accent, right?
Right.
It's a Madagascar day gecko.
How the fuck does that make any sense?
Yep.
See, that's only a thing that the resident reptilian expert would get.
Maybe he is a reptilian.
No.
Are you part reptile?
You guys are going to have to subscribe
If he was part reptile, would he be here or would he be, you know, at the Capitol working for the government? Wait, they would need infiltrators in the
He's people. An infiltrator. I fucking knew it.
Look at how shifty his eyes are getting. We're going to have to go into this after the Oso episode.
Yeah. No, I believe we will.
All right. Thank you guys.
Okay, there. I couldn't. I had to blink.
Thank you guys for listening to this this week's episode.
Yeah.
Where we talked about Jesus being an alien.
Yep. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, and boo-boo.
And if you want to warm up your bath, use a toaster.
Oh, geez. So, yes. From all of us here at Matt's Not Here, I'm Lewis.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Matt.
Who's not here.
I'm not here.
And this is...
I thought you guys said I was here.
Matt's not here!
God, you think these people are...
These people are what?
These people. Do you think they're really going to, like, turn off their features on their car?
I don't know.
To
maybe.
Keep them from crashing, and then they're gonna go home listening? And put a toaster in their fucking bathtub.
You think they're still listening past the theme song? Because I feel like maybe half of them were like done halfway
maybe.
Through the episode.
I feel like as soon as the theme song hits, people tune out.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, so we can say anything then, right?
We can right now.
Oh,
we
could
anything.
Totally talk shit on all our listeners right now.
Every person who listens to this podcast is fucking amazing.
Yep,
they're all the fucking best.
Those who have penises have large ones, and those who have breasts have amazing ones.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
This is an 18 and over podcast. We've marked it on every podcast provider, so.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We got the parent.
I feel safe saying that.
Do we, though?
All right. I don't think anybody's listening anymore, so, you know.
If they are, why are they still listening?
Yeah.
Go away.
Get lost.
Didn't we do this joke last week?
I think so.
Yeah, fuck. We did.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Get out of here. Go.
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 Turn the podcast off.
Shut it off. Get back to work,
I'm
damn
not
it.
Talking to them, Lewis.
Oh, my bad. Bye.
All right, bye, guys.